Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs and how, through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here's Neighbors of Hope's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Doing good.
Doing good.
All right. This is radio. All right, so yeah, we have to speak, all right, rather than, yeah. Well, before we went on the air, we discussed what we'd like to talk about, and we thought we'd talk about a little bit of free will, right decision-making, and the scripture that we selected to reflect upon comes from the writing in Deuteronomy, chapter 30, verses 15 and 16. Can I have someone read that for us, please?
Sure, I'll read.
Thank you.
See, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction. For I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, and to keep his commands, decrees, and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering to possess.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Just to start with, anything jump out at you? As you heard that being read, images come to mind, thoughts come to mind, questions.
I envisioned denial at one point when reading that, well, listening to.
Yeah, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, to what we were discussing before, and then the reading that came out when they're studying, they, who is speaking, is like denying the fact that there is a future, but is also accepting the fact that there is prosperity or the future for what is coming.
Interesting translation, because they talk about prosperity, right? So what do you think about when you hear prosperity?
Money, riches.
Money, yeah.
Wealth.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah, I think that would be what we think about in our first world culture, and it's not too far off because that's what our culture is built on, right? We're a capitalist society, and that's wealth is part of capitalism, right? But to prosper, to do well, to move forward, to be healthy, right? So it has a deeper context than just wealth in and of itself, right? I like what you're saying, because I could ask any of you, do you believe that? That God wants you to be prosperous?
It's sort of believable, but you can't be for sure.
So then it leads to kind of what the denial you're speaking of, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we would all like that, right? Win the lottery. And by the way, we have a certain rule here at Neighbors of Hope. Should any of you play the lottery, we would be ever so grateful if you want to tithe your 10%. That would help a lot of people, okay? And that goes for our listening audience, too. That'd be great, all right? But, let's just think in other ways. I mean, what are other ways that we can prosper, right?
With family.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, particularly, I mean, in those ancient days, you know, family was it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you wanted a lot of sons, a few daughters, but predominantly sons, because that's kind of your family business, right? The sons run the farm, so to speak, right? And the prosperity is about the land and the sheep and the goats that are on it and all those type of things. It takes a lot to work. And so, yeah, sometimes, family is viewed as prosperity. And we all know we've had some relationship issues in our lives, right? To where we would say, well, maybe that's not as prosperous. Okay, so what's our decision when it comes to that? Are we going to start moving towards more healthy family relationships? So that it's just, the thing about, I love what you're talking about, because the family dynamic isn't just about me, It's about the prosperity, health, and well-being about the other people too. Yeah, yeah.
How about job?
Sure.
Keep a job, but you gotta do some job prosper from it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, biblically it talks about, you know, sometimes we think, well, look at, did anybody back in, I think it was the 90s, well, it might be before some of your time, I'll look at this side of the room where all the older,
right.
Reba, you know, Reba McEntire, anybody ever watch that show, Reba, that little sitcom they had?
Mm-hmm. My mom used to.
Yeah, yeah, and they're talking about, you know, the whole job, right? Keeping the job, welcoming the job, and what, Reba's son-in-law, you know, he's not very good at that. He's not very good at that. And, you know, he's the father of Reba's daughter's child, right? And they get married out of high school and all that type of stuff. But the emphasis is, yeah, you get a job, you ought to accept that as a blessing. But biblically speaking, who gave you the talent to do the work anyway? Right? So the mere fact that we have gifts within us that we can give to other people, then the company you're working for, they get blessed too. They prosper because you're utilizing your talents. And sure, maybe, you know, you got profit margins and all those things, but that's not necessarily that. You're getting compensated, and then you can take that and help take care of your family. Yeah.
Well, even being prosperous, it's also good to be responsible with wise spending,
absolutely.
Investments,
uh-huh.
Then you squander
mm-hmm.
everything.
Yeah, I think fiscal responsibility goes hand in hand with that. I think in that show Reba I was talking about, on the TV, his name is Kevin, right? Kevin? I don't know, it's been a long time. But I remember, it's him and his new wife, you know, they're fresh out of high school, get in an argument because he's like, well, it's all my money. Because my name's on the check. And sometimes we think like that. To whereas we start listening deeper to what Moses is talking about, you know, I lay before you life and death, blessings and curses. You know, choose life. Then everything I have is gift. I don't know about you, gentlemen. You're going to lay your head down, you know, on your pillow this evening. You're going to fall asleep. You are not consciously controlling your internal organs. But we'll all lay our heads down tonight, go to sleep, under the impression we're going to wake up in the morning. But somehow or another, this little organic matter stands on its own.
Yesterday, I lost one of my best friends.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Only 42.
Oh, man, way young. Way young. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that.
You never know what we're going to go.
No, we don't. No, we don't. So let's back up. All right, so prosperity. One of the other things that we heard, you know, Moses is telling him, look, I'm not going to be able to enter this promised land with you. When you're going in there, God's promised it, and he lays before you life, death, you know, prosperity and curses, life and blessings, life, death, blessings, curses, right? The prosperity in some other translations. I encourage you to choose life. Right. How have you done with that?
Still alive.
Okay. Because I think the trick to the question is, you know, whose life am I choosing? Right? And usually if I end up choosing my own, that doesn't always work out too well. Right? But here it's about what we call free will. If I choose life, then I'm also choosing life for everybody else. And along with the prosperity component, well, then we find that we have the blessings that follow that. Right? You mentioned prosperity with family. right? So if I choose life and I'm going to take care of my family and the life of my family, the life of my children, that which has been entrusted to me, right? Will that not reap blessings? Prosperity. Will that not grow healthy? Well, if I choose the way of death, and we could say, you know, several of us, you know, gathered around this microphone, you know, we've chosen the way of drugs and alcohol, women, you know, all that kind of stuff. And biblically speaking, so that's really kind of a choice towards death. Because the only one that's prospering is you. And those of us that have engaged in those type of behaviors, we've hurt people. Our behavior hurt people. So we didn't prosper them. We hurt them. Now, the shortcoming to that choice is that those mechanisms work. And we tend to engage in those mechanisms because we know they work, and they work in relieving our pain temporarily. Yeah, we wake up the same morning and the same pain's still there. And so we'll keep using it. Because it works. It does. Temporarily. And I don't care if it's drugs or alcohol. It could be sex. It can be work. Right? It can be eating. Overeating, undereating. Right? Compulsive shopping. Right? It could be gambling. So it doesn't have to be substance use oriented. But there are all kinds of mechanisms that we'll use because we're just not ready to deal with our pain. And if we're filled with pain, we're not going to be very effective on leading towards prosperity. Right? If we're allowing our pain to control our life, we're not going to be very life-giving towards other people. Because we're selfish. It's about my life. Right? As an example. So, while we got a couple minutes here, any thoughts, comments on your own life that you'd like to share? On maybe, wasn't quite life-giving there. Right? Or maybe there's other places where, this is an example where I was life-giving. Yes?
A couple days ago, I was with my father, and we were talking while we were sitting down to eat. And he was talking about sort of this same thing, but a fuse, basically, he talked about, that we choose to decide to create a fuse for ourselves, and once we run out of fuse, or like this tick down to destruction, it's like we chose a bad path, and therefore, if we continue it, we eventually and
explode, yeah.
Right, so if relating to this, life is just choosing not to even think about a fuse, therefore it doesn't exist, and it's like, if you choose life and agreeing with you that this bad path doesn't even, it's not even there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so your father, excellent metaphor. Thanks for sharing that. Right. And there are times where we've chosen to light the fuse, and then you have an opportunity, right? You got a little 6-inch or whatever before the stick of dynamite goes off. Put it out. Cut it off, throw it away, right? You still have opportunities to choose, right? That type of thing. And the thing is, why that wick is burning, right? I like it when the Bible says, look at, sin is good for a season. Sin is good for a season. And I said, so gentlemen, if we were out there partying, all right, and having a good time, right? If you weren't having a good time, you weren't doing it right.
Right? True.
But it's for a season. And there comes a point, cut the fuse. That season's over. I got to make a new decision. We're moving in a different direction. That's healthy for me. It's healthy for my family. It's healthy for my neighbors. And Lord knows, we need decisions like that being made this day for the health of the country. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you joining on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Until we meet again, may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include our men's ministry and women and children's ministry, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our donation and recycling center, and this radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a neighbor of hope at neighborsofhope.com. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning for Word Made Flesh.